Message number 54. Earthquake in Europe and World War. Friday, March 18, 2011 at 00:00. My dearly beloved daughter, it is with great love that I come to communicate with you this evening. For I know the torment you have been suffering. The suffering which you have now offered up for souls means that they would have faced damnation had you not done so with joy. My daughter, these messages are authentic, but you must only communicate with me during prayer or after prayer. This is important because the deceiver can sometimes try to intercept unless you are in quiet prayer with me. World War. My daughter, the prophecies about which I spoke are about to happen. My beloved vicar does not have much time left in the Vatican based on events which took place in March. Other events now to be witnessed by mankind include an earthquake in Europe which will shock many. But this purification will help unite people, which will be for the good of everyone. Other global events including the volcanic eruption will occur now, details of location and month with visionary, while war in the Middle East will involve other nations. The other nations from the West will provoke a reaction from Russia and China. All will end in a world war. Prayer will dilute severity of these events. Prayer will create conversion. Conversion will dilute through prayer the scale and severity of these events. Suffering will bring humility, humility will save souls. My daughter, as the world continues to experience these upsetting events, they who suffer will be humbled. Through humility they can be saved. All of this is necessary to prepare the world for my second coming. This time is not far away. It will be, my daughter, a day of great glory for believers. Keep this day at the forefront of your minds, because any previous suffering you have endured in my name will have been forgotten by then. All prophecies foretold in the Book of Revelation now present themselves to the world. For those who do understand the significance of these events, please explain the importance to others of the need to ask God for the forgiveness needed to cleanse their souls. Doubting my messages. My daughter, always listen to my messages with your heart. You know they come from me, your divine Savior, though others will sometimes have you convinced they don't. This hurts me so much. I understand many of your own doubts stem from a concern that you would hate to mislead people. You must now finally dismiss all such thoughts. Surrender your will to me. You, my daughter, would be stronger if you were given the spiritual support you needed from a priest. Sadly, not one of them will take up my cup properly. A fact which I find deeply insulting. So you must now trust in me completely. Surrender your will to me finally, and everything will seem much clearer. Pray my divine mercy as I have asked you before every day, as well as the Holy Rosary. Also attend adoration at least once a week in a church. All of these little gifts to me will bring you closer to me. The closer you become, the easier and simpler will be your tasks. Defend these messages. Respect this most holy scripture. Defend it. Except it will be attacked and torn asunder, especially by those who profess to be experts, who will seek out sections which they say contradict my teachings. The only contradiction will be their own flawed interpretation of my teachings. This is where they have twisted and misinterpreted my holy word, because it suits them to do this. Importance of remaining in state of grace. My daughter, I have missed you and your close communications with me from the heart. Ask me for the graces to keep you strong and you will be given these. I have plans for you, my daughter. They are very important. This is why it is essential that your soul be purified and that you remain in a state of grace at all times. As your final transformation takes place towards spiritual perfection, you will, my daughter, suffer. But I will prepare you for this. The opinion of others should not concern you. Those who are not in the light, who upset you, ignore them. But pray for them. Be aware, however, that they can draw you so far away from me without you realizing it that by the time you do, you will have closed your heart to me. Saint Augustine and Saint Benedict are both working with you. Invoke their help and you will find everything much easier. Doing my work, carrying out those tasks I require of you, is difficult. Every single step of the way, attempts will be made to trip you up. Anger, frustration, and arguments will spring up around you and intensify. All are designed to weaken your will if you allow it. You must bless your home and carry rosary beads, a Benedictine cross, as well as holy water at all times now. Be brave now. Trust me fully. Finally, let go. Offer me your free will now and I will bestow you with all the graces needed to carry out my work to perfection. I love you, my chosen daughter. I will continue to make you stronger than you are. I will guide you. For this to be truly effective, you must surrender to me in body, mind, and soul. But the offer must come from you and be given as a precious gift to me. I cannot just take this away from you, because your free will is a special gift from God, my eternal Father. Go now, my daughter, in peace. Hand me over your worries and concerns. Free your mind, body, and soul. Then, when you surrender your free will, you will finally become in union with me. This gift to me will ensure that my word is heard more effectively around the world. Your beloved Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ, just judge.